Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I took the kids out to get a gift for Mother's Day, and now they've gone bonkers and spilt milkshakes all over themselves. How am I going to get them cleaned up and get a gift in time?
You need to get to Old Navy stat. Now through May 19th, kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off.
50% off?
Yep, and today only they're having a Mother's Day sale with 50% off all women's and girls' dresses, shoes, and accessories, plus $12 cardigans and $6 scarves. Get her something she'll really love.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5-1 to 5-19. Mother's Day sale valid 5-7. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Author's Corner. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Total Tutor. And Rob, I see your response on Twitter regarding the $20 bill. And that leads again to our conversation before on the Federal Reserve. So I'm excited to welcome the program author Rob Roselli, boxofsunglasses.com, at Rob Roselli. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Yeah, so you saw that $20 bill, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke. I don't mean any disrespect to Harriet Tubman. I mean, look, she was an abolitionist. You know, she was a slave. And, obviously, she's, you know, her life is something to be respected, and, you know, and as a person. But this is nothing against the person. Unfortunately, you know, in today's emotionally driven
right
idiots, useful idiots, the morons. I mean, it's just the decadence, the mental decay that's taken place in this nation, which is by design. It's really the very theme of my whole website, boxofsunglasses.com, and named after John Carpenter's great movie. But basically, I mean, humans are just dumbed down drones walking around listening to subliminal messages and just throwing in the towel. I mean, that's modern day America. Be that as it may, the reason I say it's basically a joke and actually an insult to a woman to put her on there. I mean, we are on the precipice, as you know. I mean, the last couple of weeks we've talked about the scam economy, and we'll pick up again tonight, but to put her on $20 bill at this point, I believe is really a mockery. Okay, so in other words, we're on the verge of a calamitous economic collapse of biblical proportions.
Right.
The hyperinflation, and by putting her on there now, it's like just in time for the the U.S. dollar and any denomination of dollar, obviously, you know, $10, $20, look, $1 million bills, it's not going to matter because this country's going to turn into the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe here before too long, the way that the federal government's just printing money. I don't know what to make of it. It's just bizarre. I mean, apparently this isn't going to happen until, I think, the year 2020 is when it's going to start. And look, the U.S. and the U.S. economy will be long gone by that date. So I don't know what the whole purpose is. It's just wrong. This is even a new. The fact that this is even a news item, this is what people are talking about. Next to this clown show. Okay, this circus called the presidential election. It just indicates how far gone we are. Again, if you look at what's happening in the world, China and Russia are getting ready for World War III. Obama getting ready for World War III, really. I mean, we're the ones that are pushing it. There's just 28 pages of this 9/11 report. Okay, that's top secret. So, you know, look at that right there. Everybody's just running around, you know, it's top secret. You know, you can't
Right.
Congressman. The United States congressman on TV the other day saying, I can't talk about what I read. It's a freaking report, okay, that was done by the so-called 9/11 Commission. So we haven't really touched on 9/11, but you know, why not just release the information? What's the big deal? I mean, you know, your public employees, ultimately, I mean, so, you know, theoretically, you know, we are paying for all this nonsense with our tax dollars. You know, of course, last week was tax day in the United States. I mean, we talked about what a scam the IRS and all income tax system really is. Well, but You know, but those are the things that people should be talking about. And speaking of the economy, you know, the hyperinflation collapse itself, I mean, just look at it from that perspective, okay? They're dancing around the issue of what's really going on here, what's about to happen, which is it's a hyperinflationary economic collapse. All right, we're all worried.
Exactly.
Another perspective is to take a look at how pathetic this is. You know, we're worried about semantics and facade of who appears on a $20 bill. What the idiots and the imbeciles and the other losers, our so-called mainstream media, the economic experts and political people, you know, this image, this con man, this half-white scam known as Barack Obama, what they should be talking about is what's about to happen to the economy. So let's talk about that. I remember, I don't know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we talked, to review the past couple of weeks, I mean, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, remember the example I used. I mean, and to an extent, I am oversimplifying, but on the flip side, well, what else do you really need to know? You really don't need to know more. And again, I refer people to my first book, again, EnormBoxOfSunglasses.com. I think if you go on a table of contents, I want to say page 16, there's a donation. It's called a donation link. Okay, and there is my first book, which is actually like probably two or three books jammed into one book. And you can get it from the publisher. You can get a formal copy, or you can just download it as a PDF right there. And then the reason I did it like that is, look, I'm not Stephen King here. I got to save on publishing expenses. But anyway, if you go to section two, I don't remember the exact designation, section 2I or something. You know, I go into more detail, a little bit more detail on the Federal Reserve System and explain it, elaborate it a little bit more. But for purposes of this show, the time that we have, and really what's happening, you know, these Harvard Business School, University of Chicago imbeciles on Circus NBC and Fox Business News and CNN and all the other so-called mainstream news. I mean, those imbeciles aside, really, all you need to, people really need to understand it. Remember the explanation. I made the example. I said, if you kneel on the federal government, I am the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, I am not really federal and I'm not reserve. Okay, so that right there should really sick to, you know, your rabbit ears, and, you know, whatever your radar alarm bell should be going off right away, because the system, the bank, it's not federal, it's privately owned.
Yeah.
There are reserves. It's 100% debt-based system. There never was a reserve. Even in the beginning, okay, the reserve was debt. So the way it worked was you need to spend money, and instead of utilizing constitutionally mandated money, you know, value set by our Congress and backed by, you know, hard assets like gold and silver, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, you just walk and conveniently borrow from me. Okay, so again, I can't emphasize this enough. You know, what a scam this is, okay, because it sounds good in the beginning and it's glorying, and it's really, it's the whore of Babylon. You know, if you go to, you know, Proverbs 6, okay, or Proverbs 7, or Proverbs 7, excuse me, and, you know, it's alluring, okay, but really, you know, I'm kind of inviting you into my house, you know, it's the great whore, and you come in, but it's the way of death. Okay, in this case, it's the way of economic death, and actually the way it's going to happen is, you know, economic death in this nation is going to lead to real death, because people I don't want to go for that tangent right now, it's all welfare state, now people have become dependent, and these hacks, these political hatchet men and women like Hillary Clinton call it compassion, you know, all they've done is made people dependent on this drug called, you know, the debt-based economy. But anyway, so what's happening is, okay, you're going to borrow money from me I'm literally creating this money out of nothing. So just think about that. Okay, it's as scandalous, as disgusting, and repugnant as it sounds. Okay, but what has it allowed these politicians, these scam politicians, these useful idiots to do with money?
Right.
It's to spend money on the endless wars. Okay, in the welfare state, et cetera, because basically what's happening is that self-regulating check from the metals, from the hard currency, the hard asset-backed currency, if that discipline is gone, if you think about it, if I'm just going to loan you money whenever you want it, you can just keep pumping up this debt like a helium balloon, and as you keep, with the so-called compassion. Okay, it sounds so simple and so, it sounds bizarre how simple it is. That's really what it is. Okay, so in other words, again, this goes back to my favorite movie, John Carpenter's They Live. I mean, we've been convinced by all these experts and all these economics people, and this is what we need. This is, we need the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve, they need inflation and all these economic terms, and all these, what these people learn, all these college and economics majors, and all this other. Just another thing to think about. Think about what I'm saying here. Think about the magnitude.
Exactly.
Of the scam. Just think about just sit back and think about the implications of what I'm saying here. Okay, I'm saying that every economic expert is full of crap, is what it boils down to, okay? Because every time you're going to borrow money from me, okay, remember, made the example, okay, you're going to borrow $10 from me, I'm going to charge you 10% interest just to keep the numbers simple, okay? At the end of year one, you're going to spend this $10 in the economy on wars, welfare payments, solar panels, okay, whatever it is, fake reconstruction projects. Remember the whole, shovel-ready jobs. The only thing that Obama was shoveling was horse manure from the barn. But anyway, whatever the government, whatever it is it spends money on, going after Saddam Hussein for weapons of mass destruction and that whole scam. Government.
Yeah.
Whatever you're spending money on, at the end of year one, now you owe me $10 plus the $1 interest. So you're never going to have the opportunity, or you're never going to be mathematically, okay? There's no opinion here, okay? There's no conspiracy theory. I'm giving you basic mathematical facts, okay? At the end of year one, you owe me $10 plus $1. So even if you sucked every dollar back out of the economy, you could not even mathematically pay me off, okay? Because now you owe me 10% interest on money I created out of nothing. Okay, so think about that. So at the end of year one, the only way to keep this thing going is to borrow more money from me, okay? So at year two, you're going to borrow $11 from me, okay? Year three, okay, $22, et cetera, et cetera. So this thing is just building and compounding over time. Okay, the bottom line is, and you're not hearing this on Fox News, is that today, April 28th, 2016, we are on the verge of a debt-fueled helium balloon, okay?
And definitely.
And economic collapse of calamitous proportions based on this system. Okay, I don't really want to get too into it right now, but of course, what's happened is the more dollars that this nation has produced, of course, we're the so-called richest nation on earth, which is a joke. We're the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world, okay, thanks to the so-called Federal Reserve System. Okay, what we've done is we've pumped this thing up so much, we spent so much money that we're going to have an economic crash that's going to come hard, and it's going to come fast. Okay, we're going to have basically a hyperinflationary economic collapse. I listen to a lot of people, offline, off the mainstream news. Okay, you may have heard some of the names, Peter Schiff, Gerald Celente. There's a lot of others. that are out there, okay, and you can listen to these people. The people I have, genuine economists and people that know what's really going on. You know, depending on who you listen to, the timing of it and the magnitude of it, you know, may vary a little bit, but in principle, everybody's saying the same basic things because we've pumped so much money.
Exactly.
Into this fake economy. I mean, you know, remember before, we just remember using a very simple example. I mean, $10, $20, $30, and really what's happening is it's more like $10 trillion, $20 trillion, $30 trillion. Now, as a matter of fact, there's an economist out there up at Boston University, surprisingly of all places, from one of the so-called colleges. And I have very little respect for the university, from the university system in this nation, because it's produced useful idiots like the Black Lives Matter crowd, and they move on, and these so-called liberals who get upset over whose face is on the $20 bill, when what they're really should be paying attention is the bankers, okay, and the criminal overlords, the George Soros that funds a lot of people, okay, you know, his crowd is the one they should really be focused on, okay, and the not so-called white people and, you know, and white supremacy. It's just a distraction to keep us at each other's throats and keep their eyes off the real target, okay, and it's liberals in that field. Michael Sowdy is liberals about mental disorder and that whole thing. And he talks about that every day, and I'm sure a lot of people listen to Michael Savage, you know, and that's apparently an hour a week. They, you know, he has 15 hours a week to go into all this, but, you know, I'm not really going to go into that right now. I'm just going to try and stay on point here. So what's going to happen is that this system is built up so much potential energy, we'll call it, and so much helium or whatever analogy you want to use inside the balloon, that it's just going to pop, okay? All this fake money, and this guy from Boston University, basically, they have to calculate the national debt is really in the range of $100 to $200 trillion with a T in what's called unfunded liability. So in addition to just printing money, it's scandalously just printing money. These politicians just losing all discipline and basically whoring themselves and keeping their jobs by, getting people, especially minorities, giving them so-called free welfare payments and government cheese and Obama funds and all this other stuff. And while it sounds good and it buys people votes, what it's actually doing is accelerating the debt situation.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I explained before. So you follow what's going on here is that there's so much spending going on that there's so many dollars out there in the economy. And I remember, Neil, you know, you're the government. Every year you're just spending and spending and spending to keep this scam. That's the only way to keep this scam going. I mean, another analogy, no way to visualize this. It's just picture an airliner, okay? Just picture an airliner just flying around the globe constantly. The only way to keep that airliner in the air, that the airliner is the U.S. economy, is to keep, you know, having, you know, air-to-air refueling tankers, you know, fly up to this thing and put fuel into it, okay? And that fuel, the source of that fuel is this Federal Reserve System. The problem is that people are catching on to the scam, what a scam this economy has become.
Definitely.
Okay, I know, obviously, look, 100 years ago, you know, we had an industrial economy, and we actually used to build things and sell things and hard assets in this nation, but of course, that's all gone. You know, and this is another aside. You know, remember, you know, we turned into a service economy. For example, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. You know, remember Ross Perot and talked about a giant sucking sound back in the early 90s about American jobs being lost. And there's a few people out there that were warning. Patrick Kennan was another one against what would happen, you know, with these so-called free trade agreements. You know, and of course, you had the, you know, the imbeciles on there, the Rush Limbaughs and, you know, Bill Clinton, who gave us that scam called NAFTA. This is just one example, by the way. Basically, all it did was it allowed American companies to export their factories to slave labor countries like China and Mexico. And
exactly.
And resell this, you know, cheap crap back to us at cost. And it just allowed, companies to make it that much easier for companies to flee this country and get away from the onerous regulations, environmental and OSHA and all sort of nonsense, and just sell crap back to us. We don't produce anything in this nation anymore except for more debt, okay? So what's happening, you know, is that, remember, you're and I'm oversimplifying this, one, because I don't think it's really necessary to get that more complicated, because this is what's going on. I mean, you can put as much Harvard, doctor in economics, Harvard clowns as you want, and throw them at this and try to explain this as you want, But at the end of the day, the way I'm explaining this is what's really going on. And then why this economy is about to collapse. I mean, this is a bottom line kind of thing. So you're spending money every year, several trillion a year to keep this whole war machine slash welfare state joke that this country has become. You're spending money every year to keep it going, and we're not producing, we're not selling anything, so we're not taking in money. We're basically just living on a credit card or with that jetliner in the air that's just living off, just waiting for the in-flight refueling to come to keep the whole thing going. But at some point, no matter what analogy you use, again, mathematically, this has to crash. Okay, if you think about it logically, it has to crash. Okay, another way to look at this.
You think about it, Rob. What countries did end up, I think it was Switzerland or Sweden, which one's the newest, the latest one, or one of the countries that they're taking money now out of people's retirement accounts if you have X amount of dollars to bail us out?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Hold that thought for 2 seconds, because we're going to get there. Hopefully I'm making a point that, logically, if you think about it, in other words, people like these imbeciles, like this Paul Krugman, for example, this complete douchebag, okay, a guy like Paul Krugman that writes for the New York Times and said that debt-based economy is good and, we have to go into debt to get out of debt. And this bow-tie-wearing loser, this bow-tie-wearing Ivy League loser, okay, he's going to get on there and with a straight face, and he's going to write, these long columns for the New York Times every week and wherever that guy writes, and try to explain this, okay? It's like, you idiot, all right? So you just sit there and think about this. If what I'm saying is true, and it is true, then why do we need to work at all? Why do we need to do anything? Why don't we just sit home and the federal government can just print money, infinity, quantitative easing.
Exactly, but that seems like they're trying to do that already.
Do it. Just do it. Why hide it? Just give.
What if China ever wanted their debt back? What if they ever finally wanted their money back?
They don't want their money back. They want to get rid of the United States dollars. I mean, that's another. We can get to that in a second too, but just logically, if you just think about it, the government can just print money, give everybody in this nation $1 million. But if they were that blatant about it, okay, if they were that blatant about it, and the government just said, okay, every citizen in the United States is now a millionaire, then the country and the world, in fact, would look at it and say, wait a second, all these idiots are doing and giving out monopoly money. It's just like, when you were an infant, you had the guy playing the bank in the Monopoly and just giving everybody out paper money. What's going to happen to Broadway and Park Place and all these properties on the Monopoly borders? They're gonna skyrocket in cost, because everybody, let's say you got four players, now every four players are all instant Monopoly millionaires. So Baltic, maybe its real value is $100, but you got to charge, because everybody's a millionaire, you got to charge $1 million for it. I mean, so hyperinflation is just a mathematical, logical result of what this government's been doing for the past 100 years. And this is, but just, extrapolate that out to the economy. That's really what's going on. But to answer your question, okay, the way they're going to try and kick this can a little bit further down the road, since they can't just keep printing money because nations like China and Russia are onto this, okay? And I don't want to go too far off point right now, but what China and Russia and a lot of these other nations are doing very quietly is setting up a parallel economy. So in other words, just diverge again for a quick minute and answer the question that people may have is that the reason the United States has gotten away with the scam for as long as we have for, say, the past 100 years. Let's just say since the end of World War II, you had something called Bretton Woods, okay? And this is, you know, the same criminal bangers that gave us the Federal Reserve System got together, you know, Bretton Woods up in New Hampshire. And one of the decrees that came out of that was that, you know, it was decided that all purchases of oil in the world would be made with the United States dollar. And that's something called, people may be familiar with the term petrodollar. I mean, I don't think they get too this complicated on Fox News. But basically what that means is that all oil, you know, everybody uses oil in the world, had to be bought in United States dollars. Okay, and these guys just demanded it because they knew what they were doing. Okay, but if you think about it, what that does is that creates an artificial demand for the United States dollar, so it keeps a lot of these dollars, it keeps them overseas and out of the United States, so the government just keeps printing money. People keep buying bonds because it's not just the Federal Reserve that, you know, every year the government floats bonds. And, you know, obviously the Chinese, you know, the Federal Reserve isn't the only one just printing money to buy these bonds, although that's what's happening now. But in the past, you know, they had dollars all over the world. And what people were doing is that people needed dollars to buy oil. Okay, so they were sponging up a lot of these. Remember, every year dollars are getting pumped into the United States economy, into the world economy. So you're not seeing the hyperinflation yet because everybody's using them, you know, giving it to the Saudis or whoever to buy oil, and the Saudis are taking those dollars, you know, buying the, you know, military equipment from us and whatever they do with them. With their money. So in other words, it's a big merry-go-round scam. But what's happening is China and Russia are saying, you know, no more to the petrodollar. They've quietly been acquiring gold and other hard assets, and they're creating a parallel or a competitive currency to the U.S. dollar. Okay, and it's close to happening right now. Okay, and I'm just giving a very broad overview.
Yeah, definitely.
And the way I understand it, okay, I don't spend a lot. I spend enough time to grasp the concepts here. Okay, but I don't really know the exact technical terms. Look, if people want that, and again, they can go and listen to some of these people, the economists, that they know a lot more about this than I do. I'm just giving people basic facts here and trying to make simple analogies, because at the end of the day, that's all this is. It's just a very simple debt-based scam. Our economy, our country's been stolen out from under us. Okay, we thought we were cute and we could be, you know, we can outdo the Roman Empire and, you know, with our bread and circuses and endless wars. But you know, the laws of mathematics, you don't escape those. Okay, and that's what I'm getting at. That's what's going on here. Okay. And again, to answer your question, so the way they keep this going is they're at the point when it gets to the point where even the Federal Reserve, these quantitative easing folks, realize they can't just keep printing more money because other countries are onto the scam now, okay, that they're on, you know, they've seen through the facade, they've seen behind the curtain, you know, they've seen the guy behind the curtain in the Wizard of Oz, whatever analogy you want to use. So what ends up happening is what's called negative interest rates, where they're taught what they're going to do is just literally start stealing money from people. Okay, so in Obama, okay, this half-white, this son of a white whore, the so-called black president, you know, this con man, trickster, slimeball Obama, gets on TV and says, you know, we're going to... I forget the term he used. It escapes me right now. But you're going to be forced to, you know, or you're going to invest in treasuries or whatever the term was. You know, your retirement accounts. He's basically going to force retirement account is that he's going to take the money out and force you to buy treasuries. What he's really saying, what these so-called economic experts, you know, the people that really play the, you know, hold the strings to Obama, what they're really saying is, look, we've got nobody else to buy our debt anymore. Chinese aren't buying it. Russians aren't buying it. Nobody's buying it. So this demand for the United States dollar is going down, but we still have to produce all these dollars to keep our, remember, this, that's the fuel to keep this airliner in the air. But then we have to, we can't keep doing that because there's nobody to buy all this debt anymore. So basically, we're going to force you, sucker American, sucker Mr. and Mrs. America, to buy bonds. We're going to replace your retirement accounts, your bank accounts with United States Treasuries. What they're really saying, but we're stealing your money. We're taking your money because we can't keep printing money. We're just going to kick the can down the road a little bit more to fuel all the wars and the welfare state is really what they're saying. Or the other term is negative interest rates where banks, you know, banks don't have any income, okay, because they can't, you know, the whole fractional reserve banking system now, basically what that is, you know, every dollar on deposit at the bank, they've granted themselves the right to loan out $10, okay, I see that we're burning the minutes here, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But this way, you know, the source of all the dollars in the Federal Reserve System, I mean, once those money is going to the economy, you put money on deposit at the bank, and the banks have, and bankers are the biggest scumbags, by the way, and I know I keep breaking into myself and then diverging, and, but just keep that in mind, okay? So the question is, so, you know, kids will say, what the hell is this fractional reserve lending?
Right.
So basically what happens is the Federal Reserve produces, has produced money from nothing, okay? They sent it out into the economy, just to recap, so to cover their tracks somewhat, you know, instead of just printing money, they've invented this whole, you know, complicated scam of treasury bills and bonds, okay? As the government, you know, to spend money, instead of going to the Federal Reserve every year, what they do is they've taken a lot of these dollars already in circulation, and they reborrow them from places like China and Japan and Russia to just to keep this whole debt-based scam circle jerk going. That this is what's been going on. Okay, and again, countries getting onto the scam. They're not buying
right
our treasury bills anymore. And so what's happening is to fill that vacuum, to find more fuel to keep the jetliner going, you know, they can't rely on these foreign nations anymore. And obviously, they printed the so-called quantitative easing scam. They printed to the max to the point where it's really getting to be a joke. And it's really becoming apparent that you know, conspiracy kooks like me really are correct, that you can't mathematically keep doing this. The Paul Krugmans of the world, the jerk-offs, are wrong, okay, with all their stupid theories and their Harvard, you know, business degrees and doctorates. They're wrong. I'm right. It's really the bottom line of what's going on here. And then now they invent terms like negative interest rates or where they're going to start taking money out of people's banking accounts, the banks, to feed themselves, to keep themselves going, okay, because the way banks are making money is by loaning money out at interest, okay? It's just like mini Federal Reserves everywhere. You know, the whole banking system's a scam, okay? And again, I don't want to go into too many technical details. I'm just trying to keep this moving along. But that's basically what's happening. And that's what you need. That's what people need to understand for right now. Because it's going to happen so hard and so fast. That's really all you need to understand. If you watch Fox News, remember, I think it was Cyprus a few years ago, that this is like the country of Cyprus, because they didn't have, you know, say the right to print money like, you know, like we do here in the United States. You know, we're special, we're the exceptional people. You know, we have our own central bank, and, you know, we have the central bank of central banks. You know, it's just, we're just a scam of scams over here is really what it is, okay? We've taken the greatest economy, the greatest nation in the history of the world, and we've trashed it with this Federal Reserve System and their money changers, scumbags, your Rockefellers, your J.P. Morgans, your Rothschild family over in Europe, okay? Your money changers of the New Testament, you know, that Jesus chased out of the temple with whips, okay? The same basic concept here, just on a worldwide scale.
Exactly.
Okay? But just to focus on a little country called Cyprus, you know, down there, you know, just off of Greece and Europe. But the problem with a country like Cyprus is, you know, they try to run with the big boys like the United States and have a debt-based economy and, you know, Paul Krugman and, you know, going into debt is good and you have to go into debt to get out of debt and all these other Harvard PhD jack-offs, okay? But, you know, in Cyprus, the problem with them is they don't have a central bank. They don't have a so-called Federal Reserve scam system, you know, to borrow money from or a lender of last resort. That's another one of my favorite terms, lender of last resort. You know, it's not lender of last resort, but what they're really saying is nobody else is stupid enough to keep borrowing our money or buying our debt. People have gotten off. You know, they're basically rejecting their desire to buy bonds. So, you know, the Federal Reserve becomes the buyer of last resort. What that means is the Federal Reserve is the buyer of only resort. Okay, but again, Cyprus, they don't have a Federal Reserve. Okay, they're in the EU, the so-called, you know, European Union. And they didn't keep their debt fuel, like little mini debt fuel economy going, a little mini-me version of the United States economy. Okay, so they started taking people money out of people's bank accounts. Okay, so if you were Mr. and Mrs. Smith in Cyprus, so let's just say, you know, you were some poor slob that, so let's just say you owned a restaurant your whole life and you worked like a slave and you did things right, you did things the right way, and you didn't spend your money and you didn't buy the new car and you didn't take the vacation and you just saved your money and so you could retire one day. Okay, you had all this money, you know, this work, this wealth accumulated. What these criminal, low-life, scumbag bankers did in a mini version of the United States is they went in and they just started taking money in people's bank accounts. That's what it boiled down to. Okay?
I don't know
what term they use. I don't know if they use the term negative interest rates, but they figured out a way, so-called, quote, legally, you know, the scam government, these lowlifes, these slimeball politicians, you know, they make up laws to benefit themselves and they call it legal, okay? But anyway, and then they came themselves on Fox News, you know, what did they call it? They said the people in Cyprus needed to, quote, a haircut, okay? And people wonder why I can't stand Fox News, okay? Why it seems like I'm always picking on Fox News. Well, first of all, it's because I think they're a bunch of deceptive scumbags, okay? They cover for the military-industrial complex and all the spending and all the endless wars. They call it, they're deceitful, is the word. Okay. They put these bimbos on with these painted-on dresses, you know, the hot little blondes and, you know, with the muscles and, you know, and the well-groomed bimbos, you know, the guys, the stupid idiots, you know, laughing and everything. Everything's a big joke and everything's funny, you know, everything's fun. But when it comes to, you know, stealing, just the government is literally robbing people, okay?
Right, exactly.
I don't know if they have an IRS in Cyprus like we do here, you know, where they force people, you know, to pay at gunpoint. You know, they force people to be compassionate at gunpoint, you know, in Cyprus. I don't know what they have there, but Fox News call it, oh, people have to take a haircut. No, you idiots. What it really means is that the government has this insatiable appetite for debt to fuel its welfare state or whatever it's spending its money on. And it can't, you know, in Cyprus' case, it couldn't go back to the, you know, European Central Bank because those criminals over there basically said, you know, screw you.
Right, yeah.
You're on your own. So the government of Cyprus had to go steal money from its own, from its citizens. Okay. And the same thing, you know, it's a very rough analogy, but it's valid. The same thing is going to start happening here, okay? The same thing is going to start happening here, and it, you know, and the, you know, the bimbos and the nimbos and Fox News, you know, and they'll joke about something. Oh, you know, oh, this little girl wrote a note to her teacher. Isn't that sweet? You know, look at the headlines at Fox News. And then the next news story will be, oh, the depositors, you know, the people in the United States, you know, that saved for their retirement and played by the rules, they're going to have to take a haircut now. Or the lender less is like the Federal Reserve is going to have to, you know, start charging negative interest rates. What they're really saying is that there's nobody's foreign countries that have risen up to our game. Okay, is what they're really saying. So, for instance, in the Chinese, they just said, screw, they said, the hell with these people. These people are insane. So I'm not taking. Let's just look at the Chinese, for example. Okay, the Chinese are saying, well, what the hell? You know, we've got all these U.S. dollars. I mean, these stupid Americans with their stupid free trade agreement, they keep buying all our crap, all our slave labor crap at Walmart. You know, and what they were doing was taking all those dollars and reinvesting them, you know, in treasury bills. Okay, so remember, that's the concept. Remember before, Neil, I was saying, you know, you're in government and then you're floating bonds to keep your whole scam going.
Right, yeah.
The Chinese are just recirculating that money. You follow? So now the Chinese are saying, wait a second. We're gonna invest in these treasury bills and, you know, we're making interest. Yeah, we're making money, but what are we really getting paid? And we're getting paid in the United States dollars. And these idiots keep printing money and they keep recirculating this money and they keep putting more and more money into circulation, more fuel to keep the jet fire going. Okay. And the Chinese have wised up for the game. So what are they doing right now as we speak? This is another thing you don't hear. In addition to mining gold, okay, Neil, that's a whole other show we could do. Just to stop right there and talk about the gold scam and, you know, is there gold in Fort Knox and what's going on with the gold supply in this nation and the silver and the manipulations. And that's a news item, by the way. I mean, again, you gotta turn up the Fox News and put on some of these other names that I mentioned. Okay, Trends Research and in places we have Gerald Swindy and people like that and people I actually have respect for, economists I actually believe in. To listen to what's really going on worldwide, the magnitude of these scams, and a lot of these guys won't say it, but I'll say it here. I mean, these are scams of biblical proportions of what's going on. But anyway, just not to get into that right now, what the Chinese have been doing for the past several years is instead of buying, you know, treasury, you know, United States treasuries and collecting the interest, just kind of, you know, being lazy about it, they're taking their dollars while the dollar still has this perceived value, and they're buying real estate in the United States. Okay, so I think, you know, the J.P. Morgan has sold a bunch of buildings in New York City, for example, to China, and China is buying, taking these dollars while the dollar still has perceived value. And they're buying assets. Okay, they're buying assets. They're buying just acres, thousands and thousands of acres of land in the United States. Okay, so remember Proverbs 22:7, the debtor is slave to the lender. We're being bought right now, literally
right,
bought
exactly.
To the rich Chinese. Okay, this is what is going on in this nation. And let me tell you something else. And it's going to start happening here as these idiots, these imbeciles, these politicians, okay, the Hillary Clintons, the Bernie Sanders, even these so-called conservative Republicans, you know, Bush, you know, the stolen bones, Bush, weapons of mass destruction, loser, okay, but, you know, even them, you know, spending money like drunken sailors, just like the Democrats, okay. But anyway, what these losers, what they've done to this economy, okay, that they forced the hand of these nations, okay, and they're buying hard assets in the United States. And what's going to start happening is these governments start, these local and state governments start to run out of money. And remember, you know, and that's a whole other thing, okay? Now these governments, oh, you know, we're going to get federal aid, you know, the federal government, we're going to get money from them. You know, what the hell is that?
Right,
how stupid that is.
Yeah.
No, when you're a state, okay, you're people in a state, you're going to pay your taxes. Just forget the whole debt scam for a second. You're going to send all these tax money to Washington, D.C., and then turn right around and apply for federal aid for all these various programs. And think about how stupid that is. All we've done is, again, it's just another way to waste time and money and just fuel this whole debt-based scam. Create armies and armies of bureaucrats to just shuffle money around the nation is what it boils
down
to.
Yeah.
Okay. But look, then you had these government workers, these dead-ass government workers who do nothing but shuffle paper. Okay, guess what I'm getting at? The party's over. Okay, the bill's coming, Bill, whatever analogy you want to throw in there. Okay, all you people out there that thought you're so cute, I'm going to go work for the federal government for 25 years and then I'm going to retire and my pension and gold-plated benefits, and I have to get paid this money because it's a contract with my service employee union, said I have to get paid this money. Dumbasses, suckers, you're in there with the rest of us, okay, because the money, whatever money you make, but first of all, your benefits are going to get cut. If the federal government's going to, you're going to take a haircut, a quote haircut, like the rest of us, okay, because that's going to be
exactly
the next thing to go, is these pensions, all this government cheese, that's all going to end, okay, as the debt monster gets bigger and bigger, and then we're just going to have a hyperinflationary economic collapse of biblical proportions. But Harriet Tubman's, face is going to be on a $20 bill in 5 years, so it's all good. So you can see how ridiculous this all is, okay? And another thing that's going to happen is that the rich Chinese and other countries are going to, these federal and local governments are going to be forced, with the federal government, it just becomes more and more apparent that the federal government is just a big void, a big economic void. There's just nothing there. They're going to have to sell highways, bridges, buildings to foreign governments just to keep themselves afloat. Okay, who's going to be moving in to fill that vacuum? But the Russians and the Chinese are going to be buying our assets. So, we thought we were so cute and the Hillary Clinton of the world, we're going to tax the rich and Bernie Sanders, but we're going to tax the rich and you're going to have free college, I promise, and free health care. What else, you asshole? Again,
exactly.
My French.
Yeah.
The people that listen to him, that's all that's happening here. I don't want to, it's like beating a dead horse. Hopefully I explain the idiocy of what's going on. And
you talked about what happened in Greece. What about other places where they're taking money out of people's savings? If we constantly have to bail people out and our money continues and we continue with these social programs, what could happen?
Well, it's just the next step on the way to hell. It's just the next, let's just say we're falling into the economic abyss. It's just another branch that the so-called politicians and bankers are going to try and grab onto on the way down into the abyss. Is ripping people's money out of their accounts. Okay, but ultimately it's grasping at straws, because all you're doing is you're just feeding a fire. You're feeding an insatiable beast. Okay, and this beast is called the debt-based economy. Okay. So it's just that simple. Is it going to happen? How exactly is it going to play out, and how long is it going to take? Look, I don't know. Okay, there's people out there that try and predict that, even the so-called experts. But in concept, that's all that's going to happen, all right? Because nobody's buying our debt, and the government is looking at all these retirement accounts like a hungry wolf, okay? It just can't eat enough. And there's another analogy. Just picture a wolf, and it doesn't produce anything. It doesn't do anything useful. It just eats. It just steals, and kills and eats. And this wolf is running around, okay, and the meat that, people are throwing it, it is gone, okay? The analogy, China was just, investing in our debt, and keeping the wolf satisfied. But now they're saying, hell with it. We're going to take our meat and go buy some other assets on the farm before the whole farm, before the whole thing collapses. You know, at least get some hard assets, at least get some of value before, you know, it all goes bad. So now you got those wolves running around, and what is it eyeing? If you just picture some bunch of stupid sheep out in the middle of a pasture somewhere, these stupid sheep are
exactly
the American public with its retirement accounts, okay? And really what's happening right now is the wolf is saying, oh, you know, look at all this fresh meat. But what's going to happen, okay, it's going to kill all those sheep. It's going to eat them all. And once they're all gone, i.e. once the government has stolen and confiscated people's wealth, because people only have a finite, you know, amount of money in their retirement accounts, you know, and even less now. And that's, you know, this is, of course, remember, we're all paying taxes to fuel the scam while this is all going on. So people's retirement accounts, but they're still there. So the wolf is just going to go eat it. And then what happens? Now you got, you know, all the sheep are dead and you're eating. Now what's going to happen? And the wolf's going to, he's going to cannibalize himself. That's the analogy. Okay. And remember, you know, speaking of the time, remember last week, you know, again, it's the same concept. You know, why do we need to work if we have a Federal Reserve system that can just go into debt? If debt is good, you know, why bother working, number one? And why do we need an income tax system? Think about that one. Okay, if we don't need to work, then why the hell do we need to pay income taxes back to the government? And the answer, as I explained last week, is because it's all part of a facade. It's just that simple. Right, if people in this country or people around the world, if they said, wait a second, you know, these idiots, I mean, they don't do anything. They just print money and then that's their economy. The whole thing would collapse overnight. It's going to collapse anyway because people are onto the scam. But think about that. Right? If we don't need to work, I'm not talking about Bernie Sanders. I'm not talking about that idiot Bernie Sanders. They'll give you a free college and a free car or free health care. I'm not even talking about that idiot, okay? That's just a different form of idiocy.
Right, exactly.
What I'm saying here is if we have given ourselves the power, or the Federal Reserve has given ourselves power to print money, and debt is good, like all these economic experts are saying, then just print the money. Let's not work. Why do I need to go to work? Why do you need to go to work? You know, why does anybody listening need to go to work? Just print the money. Throw us all a cool million. We'll go out and buy the Mercedes. We'll go out and buy a nice house. Of course, again, if you did that, the scam, the monopoly money scam that our economy really is would become very apparent. And it's for the same reason, if we did not have a complicated income tax system, and it's just, the government just said, all right, don't worry about taxes. We're not going to collect taxes from people. We'll just print the money that we need. Just think about that. Then the scam, that's another way the scam would be exposed. So the IRS goes out there and...
Exactly.
And pushes you into this income tax system. And again, it's all a facade. All right? So just think about the magnitude of all this thing. Okay, it's all going to come crashing down. Okay, and again, inflation, you know, another way to say this, okay, inflation is not due to product demand. Remember they taught you in school, if you took economics 100, you know, people start buying, you know, widgets, you know, there's demand for widgets and the price of widgets goes up because, you know, what was the term they used to use? It was too many dollars chasing too few products. So there was some stupidity that, you know, they used to put out on the news. That's how we had inflation. There was too much money chasing too few products, you know, and that's not the cause of inflation. Okay, that's not the reason why, you know, a house, you know,
exactly,
in a major metropolitan area 40 years ago, maybe it cost you 30 grand, and now it costs you close to a million. Idiots. The house didn't, 30 times as many people did not go to there's not a 30-fold increase in demand on this house. The reason the house has gone up in value, or cost, not value, only cost, is because there's so much freaking money artificially being pumped into the economy year after year, as we've discussed for the past hour, that it's forcing the price of everything to skyrocket. skyrocket, okay? A car, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you can get a car for what, a couple thousand dollars. You know, a car, you know, new cars going to cost you 20, 30 grand, even a basic car. Not because there's more demand for cars. It's because there's so much fake fiat money in the economy that it's forcing the dollar cost to go up. Okay, and another way to look at this is the gold. Okay, the price of gold is going up. And again, the whole gold market's a scam. And at some point, that's even got to make it onto Fox News. I don't know when, but it's going to start coming off the so-called conspiracy group websites and to make it onto Fox News. But anyway, they're going to look at this as the price of gold. Okay, an ounce of gold, like 10 years ago, might have been $500 an ounce, and today it might be $1,000 an ounce. Okay, the gold has not become more valuable. What's really happened, it's the opposite, okay? It's like, you know, taking a haircut or whatever scam term they use. What's really happening is there's so much money out there. The same ounce of gold that cost $500 is now $1,000 because the money supply is diluted. Okay, the dollars themselves are less valuable, so it takes more of them to buy the same asset. And this is what happened in post-World War I Germany, the so-called Weimar Republic. People keep throwing the Zimbabwe example around. Okay, that's the road we're on. Okay, literally what was happening in Zimbabwe is like literally every hour, prices were doubling, okay? Because the government was printing so much money that at some point it becomes a joke. And literally, people are walking around with wheelbarrows, you know, to buy a loaf of bread, wheelbarrows of money. That's
crazy.
Mathematically, conceptually, that's where we are. This is just where we are. So again, so to circle back around to the top of the show, you know, look, people are going to say stuff. You know, if people are listening. I don't know who's listening. Look, there might be two people listening. I don't know. But anyway, this is why I look at something like putting Harriet Tubman's face on a $20 bill as a news story, because our news is owned. Our whole country is a joke at this point. It's a mockery. This disrespectful, smart-ass con man Obama is the so-called president. Just the fact that that guy's president, Hillary, and these other jokers are running. Okay, Trump's kind of serious, but, you know, he's kind of not. Okay, I'm not still 100% sold on Trump, but
right.
He just gives people mad because he's not an establishment regular and all that whole news. But, you know, I still kind of put him in the clown category, to be quite honest. But anyway, but him aside, the others are just complete clowns, okay? The Bush, the Romneys, the Cruz, Marco Rubio, Clinton, Sanders, these different buffoons, okay? These people don't do anything. They're just there to fill the news cycle, to keep people's eyes off what's really going on. But anyway, that's just where we are. So I would say get ready.
Exactly.
For what's coming.
I mean, and that's a great point. BoxSunglasses.com to purchase the books. At Rob Roselli. Rob, and you tweet and you really have conversations with these people as it continues to grow Twitter, and they continue to ask questions, and are a lot of them are in agreement with you and are shocked that it's happening, right?
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. Even I, look, I mean, I have a decent life, and I'm not, look, I live in the greatest country in the history of the world, as we all do, okay? And I'm sitting here talking about it, and even I, like, I'm not going to be honest with you, even I'm going to be shocked. We're all going to be shocked when it really comes crashing down. And that's when people are going to figure it out. And that's when it's going to become apparent. When you walk into shopping malls now, people are in a daze, okay? They take the presidential election seriously. And Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill and whatever nonsense Fox News talk about, you know, this cat was rescued or, you know, the one last week, I think, you know, a guy was cooking, you know, salmon and baked potatoes on his car's radiator, and it actually did a segment on Fox News on this. But this is what passes on as news. Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is get ready, because it's going to come hard, it's going to come fast, and it's going to be a shock. And then let me just conclude with this. I mean, I'm trying to insert as many biblical verses as I can. I guess for tonight, the biblical verse is Proverbs 22:7. the debtor is slave to the lender. The box of sunglasses.com. The books are available, but, you know, the God's Simple Salvation Plan, okay, it's a link. It's right there on the homepage. That's really the most important thing to take from all this, okay? We're not going to stop this thing. Satan rules the earth, okay? I even wanted to get into a little bit into the real meaning of 666 tonight.
Oh, that's what you would definitely, well, I guess we'll, I will add that to next week's show, okay? 666 and talk about that.
It has to do with the economy and the control, okay? And not some stupid barcode or something, some clown showing up in a red suit in, some temple in Israel somewhere. But anyway.
All right, Rob.
That's it.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk next week. Take care.
Good night.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye. That was Author's Corner. Take care, everyone.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.